So Jack, obviously you've been touring with an anti-bullying tour and obviously singing along the way as well. What's that been like?
The responses we were getting back were amazing. Like all the kids were messaging us saying, oh, you was really inspirational. Oh, your vocals are really good. And for a boy my age to receive all that sort of feedback is like, wow, okay, this is pretty cool. Like I was overwhelmed by it all. Like it was honestly one of the best tours I've done out of the four that I've done.
And you're quite vocal, obviously, about your own experiences with bullying, aren't you?
Well, when I was in like first 2 years of school, I was bullied quite badly. I used to get beaten up and I used to get called names, stuff like that. And it used to hurt me quite badly. Like I wouldn't like be as confident as I was now. I wouldn't be able to get up on stage and sing. I wouldn't be able to talk to people. Like I was kind of just keeping myself to myself. Like I was in a corner, like physically in a corner, like not knowing what to do because I was just getting stuff thrown at me, getting abuse shouted at me every day, and it would put me in a really bad state of mind.
What do you think is the biggest problem at the moment then that obviously these victims of bullying are facing from what you've obviously seen from these chats that you've been having with people?
People sending messages to people saying, like, oh, go die. Like, that's possibly the least harsh way I can put that. Like, calling them fat, just body shaming them, calling them ugly, making them feel really bad about themselves, and like people like patronizing them over messages. And I think that's one of the worst things to do, because if someone's going to say something, they shouldn't do it over messages because it puts up a shield. I'm not saying you should go do it, but it makes you look more, it makes the person who's doing it look worse because they're doing it anonymously most of the time.
What's kind of been the key themes that you've seen in terms of what people have said it makes them feel like when they are being bullied?
Some people say that they're sad, some people say that they're angry, some people say that they can hide it well but they are really like depressed inside. Some people have said that they self-harm and stuff like that. We sit there and we speak to them, we just make sure that they get the best help they can.
So what do you think's the main message you'd kind of want to give on anti-bullying week then?
Put yourself in the person you're bullying's shoes. How would you feel if someone was saying you was fat, calling you gay, discriminating against you because of your race, your religion? Just think about it.
What do you think needs to be done going forwards to obviously kind of combat bullying?
I think it needs to be more of a hard point. If someone is being bullied, they need to deal with it more than they do. If they are being bullied, there needs to be more way that they can get help. I think they should have like the helpline so they can call it and speak to someone.